Monday, 12 October 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. So glad you're tuned into the Calvary Hour today. This broadcast is a ministry sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church in New Bern, North Carolina. And I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. What a blessing to be with you. I'm excited about our scripture today and the situation that I want to tell you about that I have personal knowledge of, how God gave rest to a people who had been terrified by a man after this man got saved by the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. So we'll go back to our text again after we have prayer in Acts chapter 9, verse 31. Father, do bless us now with thy word. Speak to my heart, hearts of all of our listeners. And Lord, I thank you for the transforming power of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is indeed the power of God unto salvation. And we thank thee in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Well, after the brethren had moved Saul of Tarsus on now from Jerusalem, they brought him down to Caesarea and then sent him forth to Tarsus. And in verse 31 we read, then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord, and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied. So this is a fourfold verse here, if you will, please. First of all, the churches had rest, and secondly, they were edified, and then they were walking in the fear of the Lord, and then in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, they were multiplied. So that's a four or five-fold blessing. We're looking at this matter today. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria. Well, why did they have rest? Because Saul had been saved. Saul had been persecuting them. He was on his way to Damascus with papers in his hand to persecute the believers there in Damascus when he met the Lord Jesus Christ on the Damascus Road, and the Lord wonderfully saved him. This reminds me of a situation that I had the personal privilege of witnessing out in Micronesia many years ago on the island of Ponape. We were there, and that dear man of God, Brother Sam Owellis, had called for revival services, and we were having services in their building at the Calvary Baptist Church located in Colonia, Ponape. Now, there were many people in the building, and then there were folks standing around on the outside in the darkness, which we could not see. Now, I'm saying this all for the glory of God, because as this unwinds, you'll see that I personally had nothing to do with it. It was all the power and the presence and the protection of God Almighty, but it demonstrates the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Brother Wellis had invited me to preach that meeting, and he was interpreting. And while we were preaching, unknown to us, outside the building, standing by one of the windows back there, was a man by the name of Elder Samuel. This man at that time was a drunk, and he terrified the village that he lived in. Now, this is not an overstatement. This is not, quote, preacher talk, end quote. He literally terrified that village. He was so mean, and he was so wicked. Well, he was standing outside of that building that night, and unknown to Brother Wellis or myself, he was drunk, and he had a loaded .22 pistol in his hand. And the witnesses said that he was pointing that gun at me and Brother Wellis and saying, I can kill those men anytime I want to. Now, dear friend, I am glad. I thank God I didn't know a thing in the world about this while it was going on. I'm human just like you are. Well, somebody said something to him, and instead of shooting us, he rambled on off down the road, I guess, raising sand. But he came back the next night. And the next night, he came in, unknown to us, and sat in the back of the building. Well, he came the next night, and he moved up a little bit. Toward the end of the week, he had moved on up toward the front of the building. He was listening to the gospel message of the Lord Jesus Christ, and God be praised, he got saved. I mean, God saved that man and changed him immediately. He was changed from a tormentor and a persecutor to a man that loved God and loved his family. And after he got saved and his life was so dynamically changed, the Nine Marquis, the chief of the village that this man lived in, called for Brother Wellis. And he called him and he said, "I want to thank you for saving Elsa Samuel." And Brother Wellis said, "I didn't save Elsa Samuel. The Lord saved Elsa Samuel." And let me say this, this is not the end of the story. Brother Elsa went on to live for the Lord. He became one of the backbone men, so to speak, in the church. He reached out in evangelism. His family is serving the Lord. And what a tremendous example of what we read about here in Acts chapter 9 regarding the people around where Saul had been, then had the church's rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria and were edified. Hey, right here in this town, many years ago, now we had a tornado came through, and in one of the trailers, one of the mobile homes, was a family that was unsaved, and that trailer was flipped over on its side. And we heard about these people being there, didn't know who they were. We went to them and witnessed to them and told them of the love of the Lord Jesus Christ and how that he would save them. And God opened their hearts, and they wonderfully trusted Christ as their Savior, and they were born again. Well, this man worked for a company here in town, and his life was so dynamically changed that that man that owned the company, or managed the company, I should say, he called for me. He wanted me to come down to his office. He wanted to talk to me, and I went down, and his words were almost the same thing that the chief said out there in Micronesia. Now, I don't think this man I'm speaking about right now was terrifying people, but he was just really something else. And so this man said to me, "I want to thank you for saving," and he called his name. And I said the same thing. I didn't save him. The Lord saved him. But this man that owned this company was so moved by the change that had come in this man's life that he called for me and asked me to come down. And he wanted to tell me how thankful he was that this man's life had been changed. Say, I'm glad we serve a real Savior, aren't you? I'm glad we proclaim a real gospel. And that gospel that saved Elsa Samuel and saved this man here in New Bern is the same gospel we preach here. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried, and he arose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And dear friend, if we will repent of our sin and trust Jesus Christ as our Savior, he will save us as well. He'll save anybody that's lost that comes to him. He said, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." I was listening to one of the candidates that's running for president here just recently as they had their debates, and somebody asked him about his faith in God. And he told about how his daddy had been a drunkard and so forth and had left him and left his mother. And his daddy had heard the gospel and gotten saved and came back home to his mother and came back home to him. And I want to say to you, dear friend, you've got a loved one that's out in the world today. Would you pray for him? Would you ask God to speak to their heart? And then God help us to be sensitive to those that we meet, because we could be the answer to somebody's prayer in going to that loved one and witnessing to them and telling them about the wonderful love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My. I'm thinking right now, my mind is just running on me right now of others who have been saved and how their lives were changed for the glory of God. I heard Dr. Clarence Sexton tell about how he found out his dear old daddy got saved before he died. Oh, what a wonderful Lord we have. What a wonderful gospel we have. And I thank the Lord for those of you who are providing the means to get the gospel out through means of Christian radio, whether it be stations or the internet or a network or however it's going out. Here is the promise and the statement. The Lord gave the word, and great was the company of those that published it. Father, thank you for this wonderful opportunity to share the gospel of thy Son, thy powerful gospel, in Jesus' precious name. Please save any of the lost, restore broken hearts and broken homes. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, may God be pleased to use us today for his honor and glory. and we pray with John of old, even so come, Lord Jesus. Please join us next broadcast if you can.